time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. How's that weather going to hold out for us today?
Looks like chance of some rain here moving in, perhaps.
I think you said it all when you said, I think we got the gist.
Yeah.
68 degrees outside right now. It's decent this morning. A little muggy outside this morning, but decent this morning. We'll see if that holds out for a while. Brett's in with us this morning as we get things going. He's going to tell us a little bit about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How was your weekend?
That's good air conditioning weather coming up, you know.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Troubleshooting a furnace or air conditioner takes a technician that knows what he's doing. An unqualified technician can only cost you money at today's labor rates. Come to trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been around since 1918, curing all kinds of problems on all brands of equipment. With as much time as we've been in business, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has tackled some of the hardest problems in the area and in the past. We've created the confidence that so many of your neighbors and friends have spoken about. Give us a try next time you have a problem with any of your heating or cooling units. We promise you will be pleased. In Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I want to spend our time this morning visiting a little bit about an event that's going to be going on here in the next day and a half or so. Coming up tonight and into all day tomorrow and into the wee hours, it looks like, on Wednesday morning will be an opportunity for 150 veterans from this area to be able to head off to Washington, D.C. as part of that Cass County Honor Flight. You hopefully have heard something about it over the last several weeks. We've had Steve Livengood on a few different times. He's helping to coordinate this effort with a large committee of folks who've gotten together to put together all the different aspects and details of the event. And believe me, there are a lot of them, an awful lot of them, to get things organized in such a big way in such a short period of time. It's been an interesting process to see play through, but they've done a lot of good hard work, a lot of legwork, a lot of emails zipping back and forth to try to keep everybody informed and what have you. It's just amazing how many things keep coming up when you start to plan events of this nature. But it all comes together this afternoon and this evening as they get together for an honor dinner and then head off on their trek to Des Moines, where the veterans will stay the night, get up bright and early tomorrow morning, and then head off on almost literally a day-long journey to Washington, D.C. to take in some of the sites, the monuments, some of the things that are there because they fought so hard for them. And at the end of the day, the end of the day won't come actually probably until about early Wednesday morning when they all get back safe and sound at home again. So it'll be it'll be a short period of time. It'll feel like a long period of time during the course of that, I'm sure, because of all the things that they'll be doing in that short time frame there. But it all kind of gets underway tonight. And, you know, it's kind of an exclusive group. There are 150 veterans who were chosen to be able to go on the honor flight. There had to be some cuts made because they only have so many seats on the charter flight. And then there are also some extra folks going along as guardians, too. There are some healthcare professionals and some others who are going along to assist in any way that they can to make sure that the opportunity goes as well as possible for those folks and as comfortably as possible. So there are folks that will be heading off tonight to do that. And the public is actually invited to participate in some different ways tonight as well. Now, they're going to have an honor dinner tonight for the folks. They've asked me to MC that for them, so I'm very thankful that they asked me to do that. I'm really glad about that. It should be a good time tonight, chance to honor these folks and get them organized. But it's going to be quite the evening, I think, here in the area. We're going to have that honor dinner this evening at the Cass County Community Center. And then around 7:30-ish, thereabouts, everybody will be loaded up on buses, and they're going to head out of town and head to Des Moines. And it's more than just a quick bus ride to Des Moines. It's going to be more like I guess you'd call it a caravan. It's going to be just this massive caravan, it sounds like. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. I know the weather could be an issue this afternoon. There is a chance of some thunderstorm activity later on today. In fact, we've seen that first watch come through here early this morning, just kind of letting us know that there's that possibility. And the forecast is calling for a chance of some thunderstorms and that type of activity possibly coming in later on today. Let's just keep our fingers crossed and say a little prayer that maybe that can just go in a different route and not stop over here. But what's going to happen then tonight is about the time those folks are finished up with their meal and get all the information they need and get packed up and ready to go, they'll be helped onto the buses, and then they're going to take off. And they're basically going to drive the highway through Atlantic from the community center to head out east. And then from there, they're going to head through Wyota and through Anita. And then over by the Adair area, they'll be catching up with Interstate 80 and then taking off and heading into Des Moines, where those folks will then stay the night. They have hotel reservations made for all those folks. They'll stay the night before tomorrow morning, as we mentioned. They'll be hopping on planes and ready to go. Well, what they're asking for, though, is for folks, if they so choose, to come on out and honor a lot of these veterans. You know, in some cases, veterans were celebrated when they came home. You know, the end of World War II, if you lived through that time period, you know what it was like at that time. It was kind of a celebratory time. There was so much going on at that time that when it was all over, there were celebrations, parties in the streets in some places. Not so much for Korean, Vietnam veterans. Some of the more recent veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, the Middle East, some of those folks, you know, maybe at different times were celebrated at home in different ways. But, you know, for the most part, they didn't really get an opportunity to be rightfully thanked for the hard work and sacrifice that they put forth. And in a way, this is kind of a chance to do that, not just by the honor flight and giving those folks an opportunity to view all those monuments, perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime chance for some of those folks to be able to get to D.C. and to view those monuments, and, you know, to be honored at the dinner this evening as well, but also to be honored by everyone else. I know the committee has put together an opportunity tonight for folks to celebrate them on their way and let them know how much we appreciate them. And what they've done, they've purchased a few thousand of, you know, the little American flags, little handheld American flags. And there are going to be some different distribution points along that, I guess don't want to call it a parade route. It's not meant to be a parade, but along that route. And what they're going to do is have those set out at different places so folks can pick those up and you can find those fairly easily. But all along the route, especially coming out of Atlantic and heading back toward the east, on toward Wyota and Anita. And if you'd like to, bring the family, bring the kids out, and do a little flag waving tonight and celebrate those folks as they head on their way. I know there are several folks who are going to be along for the ride as well. There are a number of fire and police departments and what have you from some of the different communities, not just Atlantic, but the different communities around the county. It's meant to be kind of a Cass County event, but there are folks from outside the county who will be participating in this as well. And there are also, you know, only so many places you can go. Like, you know, you can't. If you're heading to Des Moines from Atlantic, you're not going to make a route that's going to go, like, for example, through Messina. So for those folks to be involved, they would need to come up and be a part of the route. And, you know, there's going to be plenty of that tonight, too. So I know some of the area fire departments, as I said, are sending some of their vehicles up to help celebrate these folks on their way out of town. I don't even want to begin to count how many motorcyclists might be a part of this tonight. Because it seems like that has grown a separate head out of the body itself of all this stuff that's happening. There are so many different motorcycle groups that are going to participate in this as well. Some of them actually coming out of Des Moines. And so those folks, in some cases, that come from Des Moines to come out here and be a part of that that caravan will ride all the way into the Des Moines area. So it'll be a complete caravan all the way in some cases. Now, some folks will probably peel off at different points and stuff too here in the area, and that's understood. But it's going to be quite a spectacle. That's why I hope the rain holds off tonight. I really hope that we get decent weather, just decent enough for folks to come out and to be a part of that. Because I think you're going to get an opportunity maybe to get yourself a few pictures and things too. It could be quite spectacular.
Yeah, it could be. I was just going to mention some of those places that folks can pick up those flags. We do have those listed in a story on our website. But 10th Street and Highway 6, Lindeman Tractor, the skating rink area, both those locations, the Atlantic City Park, Iowa Western Community College, the Ann Wickman Child Care Center, 7th and right near the Gady Insurance Building there, the former Custom Auto Body and Sound building on 7th Street, Orchlands, Hy-Vee store, Walmart, Nishna Valley Cycle Outfitters Plus, and those are just the Atlantic locations, in Wyota at the Post Office and the Wyota Methodist Church, and in Anita at the Anita Public Library, and then the Jesse James Monument off of Highway 6 as well.
I can't remember all those off the top of my head, and I just heard them. So that kind of gives you an idea of how many folks they're hoping to be out there, too. So, yeah, I hope you do take an opportunity. And as I said, round up the kids and head on out. And a great teaching opportunity there, too. You know, if you're going to take the kids out, a chance to explain to them why this is so important and why these people are being celebrated as they are. You know, we had a chance yesterday to, I guess, a little off topic, but not necessarily. Yesterday, my wife and I went down and we spent the afternoon down at the Atlantic Theater and we watched The Hornet's Nest. Have you seen that yet?
No.
You need to. You need to. If you don't come away from that movie with a much better understanding and appreciation for what people do to fight for freedom, then you are heartless, because it is impossible. All you hear at the end of that, you know, it's a documentary film, but all you hear at the end of that from around the theater is, you know, everybody's trying to, you know, hold it back, but it's really difficult to do. You know, it puts a face. You know, you see and hear names and stuff on the news, and you hear about different battles and things, but it puts a face to it for you, and it's hard to ignore that. And, you know, when you think about now all these folks that are heading off, now granted, all the folks on the Honor flight, not all of them saw combat. Some of them never left the United States, but it doesn't make their service any less important. You know, we always say that the five branches of the military are kind of like a glove. If you cut the thumb off of a glove, it's not much good. You know, if you lose a finger off that glove, you're going to throw it away. It doesn't do you any good. And every branch of the service, no matter what they are involved in, all important. They all support one another. So, yeah, if you get a chance to get out tonight and to wave a flag, say thanks, just, you know, just a little wave in passing, it would much be appreciated. They're really hoping to get a spectacular night out of this. And we want to thank those folks for their service. And I guess we get a chance to do that tonight, don't we? Very good. So hope you get a chance to get out and do that here this evening. Should be an interesting night. Should be a historic night as well, to be able to see something like that. We just hope the weather cooperates here for us, too. So say a little prayer that the weather does something nice for us here this evening. I want to turn things back over to Brett here this morning. He'd like to tell us more today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
With over 100 years of experience in Truly engineering equipment, Lennox has become the leader in their field in the home comfort area. From basic units to extremely efficient models, you cannot choose a brand that will give you more confidence of years of great service that Lennox does. They're leaders in the indoor air quality areas with products to help your allergy problems and help you keep your homes and offices more clean and more desirable. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been with Lennox over 70 years, and we know that there's not any other line of heating and cooling products that will even come close to Lennox's standards. Come to trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating, your comfort specialist, in Atlantic at 243-1512, in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Karim Sedik: doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will.
I believe that.
Yep.
You bet. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hope you get a chance to get out tonight and make it a special night in a lot of different ways for these folks. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.